Okay, let's dive right in. Everyone's been talking about it. Apple finally making its big move into generative AI.
Yeah, that AI that, creates things, text, images.
Exactly. We waited, and then boom, WWDC 2024, Apple's big developer conference, they announce Apple Intelligence. So what makes this such a fundamental shift,
Yeah.
more than just a new feature drop?
Well, it's interesting because it's not just one thing. It's this new Apple Intelligence, sure, but also this pretty groundbreaking partnership with OpenAI
To bring ChatGPT right into the ecosystem.
right into the system. And stepping back, you see, this is Apple's big, kind of long-awaited answer. They were seen as, lagging a bit behind Microsoft, Google, and AI.
Yeah, that was a narrative.
So our mission here is really to unpack it for you. What does it actually mean? How's Siri getting this massive brain upgrade? How's AI getting woven into your iPhone?
And crucially, the privacy stuff. We
Yeah.
need to talk about the privacy concerns, maybe debunk a few things.
Definitely, because it's a really pivotal shift in how you'll interact with your devices.
Okay, so let's start with the star, maybe. Siri. What's the deal? Is it finally the Siri we always hoped for?
Ha. Well, it's getting a profound overhaul. It's now powered by these large language models, LLMs.
The AI brains.
Exactly. The advanced AI that allows for like really human-like conversation and understanding. So Siri can handle much more complex stuff now and even tap into ChatGPT if needed.
Okay, hold on though. That last part, tapping into ChatGPT, this is super important, right? Because people freak out a bit.
They did.
It's not like you're just chatting with ChatGPT all the time by default.
Absolutely not. That's key. Siri always asks you first. It needs your explicit okay before sending anything, a question, a document, a photo to ChatGPT.
Right, permission first.
Always.
Yeah.
And Apple's put these strict privacy measures in place too. OpenAI doesn't store your data, your IP address gets hidden.
Okay, that's good to clarify. So what can this new, smarter Siri actually do? You mentioned GPT-4o.
Yeah, GPT-4o, OpenAI's latest model. It means Siri understands context better, is more conversational, and gets this visual intelligence.
Like it can see.
Sort of. Point your camera at, say, a plant you don't recognize or some cool sunglasses, and you can ask Siri about it. Instant answers.
Wow, okay. That's like giving your phone a sixth sense or something.
That's the idea. Apple wants AI to be this invisible presence, not another app, but just seamlessly part of your day.
And it's not just Siri getting smarter, right? This Apple intelligence goes deeper.
Precisely. It's woven into the core writing experiences. Think mail, notes, messages across iOS, iPadOS, macOS.
So, system-wide help.
Yeah, powerful tools for things like summarizing long emails, thank goodness, or drafting replies, proofreading, even changing the tone of what you wrote.
Okay, that could actually save a lot of time. Early feedback is pretty positive on those writing tools, I heard.
Yeah, seems like they're quite effective. It fits that idea of intelligence coming to you, through the OS and your personal context.
Right, not something you have to actively go find. Okay, I'm
Okay.
already picturing the weird gen emojis I'm going to make.
Huh. Yeah, Genmoji for custom emojis and Image Playground for generating images. Though Image Playground, some users feel it might need a bit more work still.
Fair enough. But talking about personal context and
Yeah.
AI, the alarm bells always ring. Privacy. How's Apple handling that?
This is really their main pitch, their differentiator. It starts with on-device processing. Your personal stuff stays on your phone or Mac mostly.
Mostly. What about complex stuff?
Right. For the heavy lifting, they built private cloud compute, PCC. Think of it like a secure temporary workspace in the cloud using Apple's own chips.
Okay, so data goes off device, but how is it private?
Because the data is never stored there, it's not accessible to Apple, it's only used for that specific request, then it's immediately deleted, gone.
Instantly.
Instantly. And they're letting independent security researchers inspect the code for PCC to prove it. Transparency is key.
That does sound robust. Verifiable, not just a promise.
Exactly. And remember, for ChatGPT, it's strictly opt-in. No data stored by OpenAI, obscured IP. You control it. It directly counters those warnings about, unacceptable security violations.
Okay, so when can people actually try this, and on what devices?
It's coming later this year, starting as a beta. You'll need newer hardware like an iPhone 15 Pro or a Mac with an M1 chip or later.
So, not for everyone immediately. And what about competitors? Apple's not alone here.
No way. Google, Microsoft, Amazon are all pushing hard. Apple's even reportedly looked at other models, like from Anthropic, so they might be keeping options open.
Flexible strategy. Makes sense. So, summing up, Apple's AI play is finally here. Big Siri upgrade, AI baked into the OS, huge focus on privacy.
It's a pivotal moment, really addresses that lagging behind perception. But the bigger picture, the provocative thought maybe, is how this deliberate, privacy-first sort of invisible AI approach might change things for everyone. Could this set a new standard? Will you start expecting this level of integrated private AI from all your tech?
That's definitely something to think about. Will this shift our expectations across the board?